Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another podcast. Hope you're all having an amazing day, because I sure am. Anyways, today we have a special guest. Everyone welcome Beth.
Hello, and thanks for having me. My name is Beth. I'll be talking about my story. But it's not just any story, it's an unbelievable story.
To all of you listening, Beth saved not just her life, but hundreds others. Beth survived the Holocaust. Okay, let's get right into this. Could you tell us about how you and your family were wrapped up in this mess?
Well, the Nazis had invaded Poland and found my family. Of course, they beat us up and forced us to go to concentration camp.
Yes, and I have heard a little preview, and you said something about a man named Leon?
Of course. I love Leon. Leon is the dreamiest man alive. Without him, I could be dead.
Okay, go on.
Right, so Leon liked me at the time, and even though I went to concentration camp, he still stayed in touch. Leon wanted a special suit and insisted he go to my father, who was a tailor. Leon's requests were that the suit had special pockets to hide the jewelry, but that's all I shall say about him for now.
Only a while later, everyone moved to another camp in Mojaca, correct?
Yes, At this camp, there were German officers. They were cruel, selfish, and unlike any gentleman.
And why do you say that?
Your mouth will be dropped after you hear this. The officers gave around 300 people shovels and forced them to dig their graves. They planned to shoot us so we would fall back into our own graves.
That's unbelievable. You're still alive, though. What happened?
Well, I actually tackled the guard, and I bit my nails and... He tackled me and shot my forehead. As you can see, I have a scar.
I'm so intrigued. What happened?
Well, the bullet raised my forehead, and I bleed all night, playing dead.
Only one night? Where did you go after?
I went to where my family was staying, and they hid me under the barracks, but not for long.
All of our viewers must be at the edge of their seats. The story is getting so crazy and unbearable. Listeners out there, we will be back after this commercial.
I'm loving it.
And we're back. So, Beth, where were we again?
Well, as I was saying, I was hidden under the barracks when a guard noticed my body was not where they left it. And he said, give her up or we will kill you all.
This must have been the scariest moment of the entire story, hearing that your life and everyone else's lives were on the line for a disaster they started.
Indeed, on top of that, they gave me up and I went to jail where I was tortured and threatened that I would die.
Fellow viewers, this was in the world we lived in and continue to live in, with constant hatred on race, religion, and so much more.
When I thought nothing could get worse, Leon came, my savior, my hero, my everything. Remember how I said he wanted special pockets in his suit to hide jewelry?
So much has happened, I must say. I can't put my finger on it, but I may be able to recall you mentioning it.
Well, he hid a diamond in those pockets and bribed the man that was keeping me captive. It had felt like he forever since I had seen him.
Diamonds must have been so rare then. Now it feels like anywhere you go, there may be a diamond being sold.
They were so rare that a single diamond could save a life.
I must know what happened. What you did with your life now that you are free.
Well, my mother was dead, and so I looked for my dad and brother, but soon found out they had died. So I looked for Leon. I found him and went to where him and his family were. We got married and I had 6 kids.
Finally, a happily ever after we are all waiting for. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. And of course, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Beth. Like I always say, difficult roads lead to beautiful destinations. Bye, everyone.